Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Wake up and smell the podcast, the Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty podcast, that is. That's the title.
Hello, do you like the word content? Then pop down your pen and pop down your pants.
Each episode we have a guest with a problem and we get to the heart of it. Or do we mean arse of it?
I'm Claire Cares. Did someone say Reiki Angel Level 3? No, well I've got a direct hotline to Archangel Michael.
And I'm Dr. Benjamin Jones, a man of medicine, logic and a lovely high school photo.
So sit back, relax and welcome to the podcast.
It's a podcast.
Teach me. Allow me to be taught.
Now let me just surround you with angels so you feel a bit lighter.
Make some buttons and make the buttons so they don't fit anything that you want.
I've run out of talcum powder. Happy now?
And you'll need them, of course, when you go abroad.
Train spotting. Was that triggering for you?
She's 85. She's in the ocean.
It turns out my lungs are absolutely fine. It's my personality.
Hello, who am I? A man came up to me the other day and said, can I have a tablet? No, I don't work in PC world. I'm Dr. Benjamin Jones. You wanted some paracetamol.
Hello, and I'm Claire Kirst, and I'm a cocksucker. So, and today we're joined by the lovely...
Ruth.
Ruth. Mm. And that's your name. Ruth.
Ruth Smith.
Ruth Smith.
Are you a roofer?
No.
Are you a Smithson?
I don't know what
that is. Are you an apple smith? A Smith apple? A Smith's apple? You like apples?
Yes.
That'll do for me.
When this old world starts getting me down, I like to go up where the air is sweet, up on the roof.
Roof.
No, Ruth.
Roof.
Ruth. Now, Ruth, would you describe yourself as a happy Ruth?
Yes, yes. Generally very happy.
Happy-go-lucky? Are you lucky?
Medium.
Medium.
I have won a raffle in my time.
Yes.
Not more than one.
And what did you win?
It was a box of Quality Street, however...
Not the big one.
No, and open.
Oh, gee.
Someone had taken out all of the toffee pennies, so actually that was quite lucky because I don't like them.
Ah. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Chimney?
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 On your roof?
Do you have I think Dr. Benjamin Jones is asking if you've got a chimney on your roof.
Oh, yes. Yes. Two chimneys.
I thought I could see something a bit rectangle coming out of her spine.
Oh, no, not... No, my house.
Mm-hmm.
My house has chimneys.
That's why we're on the same page. Don't worry about me. We're on the same page.
I am worried. I'm wondering who's taking the tablets is what I'm wondering. Just talk to me for a minute, babe, okay? Okay, Ruth. So describe your home situation. What's an average day in the life of Ruth Smith?
I live in a house with my husband, Tim.
Tim.
He works in insurance.
It's very heteronormative, isn't it? And I'm guessing Tim's white.
And
yes.
Does Tim ensure your happiness?
He really does try. We've done it all.
Mm-hmm.
We've done
Cowgirl.
It all.
Cowgirl.
Backflip?
In my younger days, yes.
So you've done some of it.
Yes. I've done what I can manage. So an average day.
Mm-hmm.
Get up.
We're all doing that.
All bran.
Oh.
All bran.
Yeah, all bran.
Okay.
I've tried all of the breakfasts. Mm-hmm. I've gone through them all in my life, and that's the one.
Very sugary, aren't they, the others?
All very sugary.
Do you put a bit of honey on top of the... Or...
On a Sunday.
Ah, big mm-hmm. day for you and Tim.
Big day for me and Tim, yeah.
Is it organic? It should be organic, because otherwise you're just eating pure sugar.
Right.
And that's just a tip. Because otherwise they feed it corn syrup, and that's a tip for the listeners.
Right.
Carry on. So you have your all bran, and then what? You're going at it hammer and tong?
No, Tim will have gone by then. Mm. Yeah.
Timid Tim's had his food and fucked off. Mm. You ever wake up and just not bother with eating?
No. Mm-hmm. No, I like to be energised. Mm-hmm. I eat, you know, almost, if not every day.
Mm-hmm. Penguin biscuits?
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
Now we're getting to it, Dr. Benjamin.
Yes, penguins. But before the penguin, Pilates.
Ah. Mm. Pilates and a penguin as a treat.
Exactly.
And where did your pain...
Sometimes a half-time treat.
And where did your pain come from?
My pain?
Mm, your emotional pain.
Oh, boredom. Mm.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Boredom.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is... Okay. Okay. I'm starting to see a picture here.
Just a sort of sport little rich girl.
No.
Two chimneys, a penguin a day.
Two chimneys, but you know, we bought when things chimneys were very cheap. So you know, we got
two for one.
Well, in a way, yes.
Is Tim fat?
Would we say fat?
Oh, we'd say curvy.
Is he overweight?
Is he curvy?
Does he look big?
I mean, he's...
Has he got a lust for food?
Yes.
Is he ever called Two Chins Timmy with his two chimneys? Two chins Timmy with his roof and her two chimneys.
Ruth's thinking
about
it.
That's you two, isn't
it? She's thinking about it.
That is you two.
I mean, close, maybe. Mm-hmm.
He's got two chins.
Without the chimney thing.
You've got a chimney.
Timmy Two Chins, I think he was called at school.
Are we all thinking about that song? What's she going to look like with a chimney on her? You know the one.
And we can see
what she's going to look like with a chimney on her.
Switch.
And we can see.
I just want to just clarify that you're absolutely clear that the chimneys are on my house. They're not on
mm-hmm. I am. On Dr. Benjamin Jones hasn't got a lot of sleep recently. He's been having his coffee milkshake and it's...
Yeah, but I can say that we're clear about that now.
Yes. Yes, the problem today, I'm wondering, is less with Ruth and more with the...
good doctor.
Yeah.
Well, have you ever heard the phrase, there's no smoke without fire?
Mm. Have you ever heard the phrase, fire, fire, fire? That's what people say when they...
Have you ever heard the phrase five?
Alive.
Yeah, you keep saying phase.
No, I said phrase and I thought that she said phase. I wasn't sure and I thought... I'll play on that. Have and say you, phase.
No, but did you hear of a band once called Five Alive? No, Five Alive? The famous Five? Five Star! Five Star. Did you ever have Five Star?
Hold on, dear. I've got this.
Five Star.
When did Tim's chubby phase begin? And we're back.
Oh, God.
Is this a jingle?
Excitement. I crave new experiences.
Have you ever tried ping pong ball?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And what did you think of that?
You know, great initially, really fun.
Yes.
You know, but once you're doing it every single day, you know, it just becomes boring.
Have you ever tried bobsleighing?
Yes. Right. Yes. Again, you got bored of it.
Mm.
So what haven't you tried, Ruth?
Well, this is here we are, you know, here we really are. Mm-hmm. Because really the one thing I can say, you know, that I haven't tried and I would like to try, you know, the only thing left that I can think of, mm-hmm. it is murder.
Right.
So, you know, I feel that I've got a hunger to try it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
And I don't know, you know, whether I should or... Mm-hmm. or What you think about that? Or
that is
I just
interesting.
Some, sort of some guidance.
That is interesting, actually, because you don't often get people, you know, just
thinking about murder.
Thinking about murder.
Well, yeah, normally people just do it. You know,
They don't come on a podcast. They don't analyze it. They don't up and think about it.
It's just something they sort
of. It's very much choice.
A passion. It's often a passion, and they just know that it's within them. It takes over their body rather than, you know, sort of bored housewife watching a few crime thrillers.
Yes.
Have you thought about who you might murder?
Oh, yes, you know, and that's, now you know, that's another thing, because really the possibilities are endless there.
Mm.
Right.
Would it be a man?
Probably, yes.
Yes, I think so.
Yes, start with a man.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Start with
someone close to home, probably, just for ease's sake.
Oh,
big
dear.
Boy?
Yes, I'd like the challenge of someone larger.
Have you thought how you would do it?
I would probably sort of, when we wake up in the morning and he's getting dressed, strangle him with his tie, pick up some sharpened eyelash curlers from my
sharpened
dressing table, pre-sharpened, and slit his throat.
Mm.
Well, there's a lot to unpack there, isn't there, Dr. BJ?
Yes, I mean, I immediately, I think, sort of with the tie around her throat, you've actually added another layer there that's going to get in the way of the slitting.
I've said I like a challenge. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know how I can make that any clearer for you.
I suppose it would come as a surprise as well. Because if someone was putting a tie around my neck, the last thing I think was, oh, they're going to slit my...
Well, no, because the thing is, you know, it's because, you know, he doesn't know how to tie a tie after, you know, 37 years. So, you know, it's you know, I do it every day.
What a Will... It's nice for him to dress for the occasion as well, though, because then you won't have to put the tie on after in the morgue. No, but what I will say is sometimes the idea of something is more compelling than the actual thing. So, for example, once I went to France, and I was very much looking forward to it, and actually come the day, a bit of a disappointment.
Equally, I was going to say, one time I let someone use a strap-on on me, and yeah, regretted it instantly.
Well, you see, but the opposite can be true. You know, I've never been fussed about olives.
Sorry, who was it that used a strap-on on you?
Big girl called Carol. She also trampled on me with high heels.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, wasn't into it, turns out.
Sorry, you were saying about olives, yeah.
Yes, no. Well, I was saying, yes, some things can be disappointed, but sometimes, you know, the opposite can be true, you know.
Yes.
Never been fussed about olives, never tried them, always thought, will I like them, will I not? Sort of thought, well, maybe I would like to try them, you know, I've tried everything else. Tried them and absolutely loved them.
Yeah.
I have them every day now.
Oh, okay.
With my All Bran. You know, so...
Yes, and once I went to France and had a lovely time.
So, yeah, you know, so, you don't know. And that's the, you know, that's the thrill of a new experience, really.
Not everything's olives, not everything's France.
No.
Not everything's a strap-on.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, what a world it would be if it was.
Relationships.
Are we talking about Tim?
He's very good at reading between the lines.
Well, I suppose one might sort of, like I say, start close to home. I don't know sort of where you've got that from completely.
Well, he's the person that you're spending your days with.
Yes.
And, you know, you sound to me like you have a very fruitful life. You're doing lots of exciting things, but you're not enjoying
empty.
Them because you're not doing it with the person that you were maybe supposed to be with.
Right. Yes. I see what you're saying there.
And perhaps you're feeding him so much because you eventually want him to explode.
Or sort of become immobile so that he sort of can't run away when I do eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's in a wheelchair and you take him downhill.
Just let go.
Let go.
Mm. And then run down and slit his throat.
Ah.
Is it difficult to get away then? Why can't you just end the relationship?
That's an interesting idea, divorce.
Well, you know, divorce is very messy.
It's
very messy.
It's a bit
you
common
know,
as well, do you know what I mean?
It is
can
common.
Can I say
people
that?
People talk. Yeah. You know, you can't, you know, you don't know what it's like
it's
in
dignified.
The village I live. You do something like divorce, people talk about it. You do a nice, quiet, clean murder. Nobody knows.
I dare
he's
say...
He's very antisocial. He doesn't go out, you know.
Yes.
So
it's difficult getting him to the...
People wouldn't...
I dare say the tittle-tattle would be higher with the crime of murder.
Well, they're very, you know, they are forgiving, but some things, you know, in Wiveliscombe upon Avon are really frowned upon.
Yes.
And divorce is one of them. But I've never heard anybody say, oh, gosh, you know, did you hear about Sally? She's murdered her husband. How awful. You know, I've never heard that said, but I've heard very bad things
about
Sally divorcing Martin.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes.
You know, so...
Well,
you know,
how much money do you get if you divorce him versus stabbing?
Well, you see, money's not a huge problem.
Okay.
It is for me.
Right, can I suggest...
Marrying Tim.
No, actually. You want a little side business, secret side business. You know, I sell seaweed.
By the seashore?
Excuse me?
By the seashore?
Well, anywhere that will buy it, really.
Okay.
Seaweed products to other people. And when I say seaweed products, what I mean is the opportunity. What I sell is the opportunity to sell seaweed products to other people.
Right.
And and then they can sell that opportunity to other people.
And are there actually any products?
Well, I've never had to deal. I've
You've
never had
seen
to
them.
Deal.
You've
deal,
never
deal
seen
with
them.
That.
No. But the idea. You're selling an idea.
I'm selling an idea,
and that's very ideas are everything, really.
And I've made, you know, so I wouldn't be worried so much about money again. You know, divorce. If anything. I'd be worried about him getting his hands on my seaweed money in a divorce. He doesn't know about it, you see.
Seaweed, eat weed, yeah?
I've just got a text message coming through. Anonymous phone number. It just says, I do know about the seaweed.
Right.
Now, I don't know if that's Tim or that's someone else.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be Tim.
It does, yeah.
Well...
But it might not be.
Well, yes, he'd have to be telepathic as well.
Prove that in the court of law. Prove it in the court of law.
What? Is this a prank? Who's pranking who?
Do you know Tim?
Well, I don't recognise the number.
What's Tim's number? That's a way of getting it.
Okay. Plus 44.
He's in England, is he?
Currently, yes.
780 2945. Two.
Is that Stratford upon Avon number?
Wiveliscombe upon Avon.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, is that?
Yes, that's Tim's. That is Tim's number. But I mean, how would he know that we were talking about that unless
he's
you just texted him?
He's been following
then?
You. He's on to you. He's been following you because
well,
he knows.
Here.
He's been following you.
He's been following you. He knows.
He broke into the apartment. He took my number.
No.
See, I think a simpler explanation is that you. You know Tim. You have texted him now, telling him about the seaweed. And he has said, I do know about that. That seems to me, rather than telepathy and all this nonsense.
Is Timothy prying on you? Is he prying on your diary? Does he know? Does he have an instinct?
I wouldn't have thought so. He's got very little interest in it, you know.
Does he have a gut instinct or is his gut too full?
He's got a gut.
He's got a gut.
Sorry, I've just got another text through. I do look in the diary. That's what it says.
But what, you know, is the room bugged? Is the room bugged? That's what I'm thinking.
Let's listen.
You know, it's full of microphones.
Let's listen and see if we can hear a little bug. Shh.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Claircast, still here broadcasting for you.
Do you know Tim?
No.
Are you playing with him? Are you?
Hold on a minute. My phone is in the bathroom. So whose and what phone is this?
And how did you get into it?
What is going on? Whose phone is this?
I feel I've been ambushed here. You've told me I can come here for help. I've given you an honest question, a simple honest question.
You were very honest.
And now there are mysterious phones, there are bugs.
I don't know.
Tim's found out about the seaweed.
It's almost as if the police are monitoring a would-be murderer.
Oh.
And that's not on us, Ruth.
Very unorthodox.
Well, I think it is on you.
Very unorthodox methods for the police to text.
What happened? Yes, and what happens to doctor-patient confidentiality? There's privilege there.
That's what I want to know as well. I'm against that.
You've done it.
I know, I'm annoyed at myself.
I've got more questions than answers at this stage.
I do. I feel...
And also, I can't believe the seaweed business brings in... I had a little side business of doing model balloons once. But the five-year-olds don't pay. So it's very, very bleak. Anyway, Dr. Bidre, what do you think's going on?
Is it anybody else or is it just him?
I'm not sure I should say any more, to be honest, because, you know, this is...
You've taken the wind out of her sails.
It is difficult.
With the whole confidentiality thing.
Okay.
She opened up. Now she's closed shut.
Here's what we'll do.
Do you know what I will say?
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Yes, I would like to murder some other people.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
I don't like the
she's
tone.
She's looking at you.
I don't like the tone.
She's looking at you.
Let's focus back on Tim, please. What's Tim done?
Nothing. That's the point.
That's the point.
He doesn't do a lot.
I'm doing it all. I've been bobsleighing for years. You
love
know.
To bobsleigh. You love
ping
to
pong
ping
balls
pong.
Coming out of every orifice.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Okay. Not interested. Doesn't do anything.
So it's
I'm bored.
It's a sexual thing as well.
It's everything.
But Dr. Benjamin Jones, it's always a sexual thing. Okay.
I'm going to confess. I've been trying to avoid this. Claire, you've been very good to me, trying to distract everyone with the balloon business thing that you mentioned.
Mm.
But I have to be honest, Ruth is no fool. I do know Tim. And he has been texting me.
How do you know Tim?
Well, I met him when I went to meet the woman I spoke about earlier who stamped over me.
Big Karen.
In the high heels.
Big Karen?
Big Karen.
Mm.
Now, it didn't do anything for me. But the problem that you've got, Ruth, is that it does do an awful lot for Tim.
The amount of times I have trampled on that man's back in stiletto heels, I cannot count.
Yes.
He's pot-marked.
It beggars belief to me that's
he's like
the case.
He's beggars
belief.
Here's the twist. Karen does it as a little duck. She dresses up as a little duck.
I've done every other animal.
But
do you know
haven't
ducks,
done
the
duck.
One I haven't done.
You haven't
and
done duck.
And that's the thing. You're just not turning him on anymore because he's become perverted by this.
So you're saying if I...
He's become perverted.
If I trample on his back as a duck...
You'll open him up like a little flower.
He will want to do things and go out, and I won't feel I want to murder
him. Pop concerts, you name it.
Hmm? Did I say that?
Mm. Well, it was implied.
Was it?
Mm. Is it not true?
Maybe.
Wow. There's a real arrogant air to Dr. Benjamin Jones
yes,
today,
and
isn't
I'm not sure I like
no,
it.
No, he's not giving a lot away, and also he's giving so much away.
Player Kurtz?
Hello? Broadcasting here on the radio. Stick a sting in, stick a jingle in. I don't mind. I'm very relaxed. Claire cares. There's no I in Claire. There is actually one, and I often forget that on social media. Okay. Dr. Benjamin Jones, what the hell is he plotting and why? And that question's to you.
The doctor will see you now.
I'm just trying to explain that perhaps Tim has become, perverted in some way. And that's what's got in the way of your relationship.
Oh, sorry. I just yawned there.
Well, that was a very, very, good moment to yawn because that's his Ruth's problem. Mm. She's bored.
She's bored and I felt it energetically.
And Tim, I wouldn't say Tim is bored. I wouldn't say he is. I just think he's got a nasty habit.
Of being sat on by a duck?
Yes.
No, I don't think that's nasty at all. I think it's
Let's not kink shame the animal kink
shaming, and I don't.
I would probably have sexual relations with a duck if one, it was to scale of human, and two, it treated me right. It treated me nice, you know.
And you know, yes, I would.
You would.
So really, you don't have a willingness to murder a person. You could just murder a fuck.
What?
You could murder a fuck as a duck.
No. No, that's not what I picked up.
Okay.
Go again. I think she wants to have sex with a duck. It's clear to me now.
Exactly. She'd murder a fuck with a duck.
Well, I suppose I haven't done that.
You've done everything else. You've done everything else. You haven't fucked a duck.
Well, it would be a toss-up, wouldn't it, between the murder or...
That's what I said, aren't I?
A duck, as you say.
Well, fuck a duck first. See how take a breather. See how you feel.
That's what I said. Murder a fuck with a duck.
See how it sort of
see how it sits. Yeah, see how it sits. Yeah. And then maybe see if Tim can get in on it as well. Maybe Tim is the duck.
Does he want to fuck a duck? Is that?
Maybe you need to go see Karen too.
Ah.
Ooh. Wouldn't say now, as you know, as I said, very, very open.
You are open to seeing Karen, are you?
Well, of course. Yeah.
She's very bubbly.
I've got some fantastic news for you.
What?
Karen's under the table.
Oh, bloody hell! Why have you tied her up?
Well, we had to keep her here somehow.
She's... Okay.
Right.
Right. I didn't sort of know this was going to be a. I didn't know this was going to be sort of a now.
Do you not like surprises?
Scenario. No, I love a surprise. I just.
You feel excited. You look excited.
Yeah.
I'm uncomfortable.
But Ruth doesn't look bored.
No.
Oh gosh, no. Honestly, most fun I've had in months.
I am uncomfortable with Karen being tied up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think we should release Karen.
I think release Karen.
Okay. Well,
you can keep the gag on.
Okay, Karen, I'm going to untie you now.
Oh God, I've been paying that for days. It's me, Karen.
Sorry about that, Karen, but just obviously we didn't know when Ruth was coming, so we thought we'd just keep you under there for a few days.
Hello, lovely to meet you.
Do you want the duck treatment?
I believe you know my husband, Tim.
Yeah, Tim. I'll sit on him as a duck. He loves it.
Right, okay. Well, I mean, I suppose, yes, what I'm really looking for is the full duck treatment.
Yeah.
And then...
Bills and tails.
Yes, lovely
little
bottle. And then maybe you could even sort of teach me...
How to treat Tim.
Yes.
Mm. Okay.
What are we doing?
And I mean, really, you would be saving his life.
Yeah, he's a big guy, isn't he?
Mm.
So, Dr. Benjamin Jones.
Oh, Karen's gone. She's
she's gone to write a bill, a check, and bill, a check.
Why is your bottom so dirty? Who is it that hurt you?
For me, this is a difficult case because you've turned up here, and clearly your arsehole does smell. There's the big problem there. you won't consider divorce, and that's an issue because it's the most.
It's boring.
Sensible.
It's very mainstream.
It's very boring.
Mm.
Now, I think you've built your personality around being the troublesome one. Mm-hmm. I think you probably had two sisters who were do-goody or very good at school, and you were like, what's my thing?
Like
what's my thing? So you were like, I'm the one that's going to jump off the cliff. I'm the one that's going to do the thing. And then you've backed yourself into a corner. You've got no joy or value in life, and you have to try and make your fun by taking things to the next level.
Have you got two sisters?
One brother.
You're way off there.
You know, if I had done, I think that would have been very astute.
Yeah.
And in fact, he's the troublemaker.
Who's your brother?
Tell us
about him.
Bear Grylls.
Oh. Wow. Okay.
Here we go.
Not the...
Oh.
Not the...
Different Bear Grylls.
Different Bear Grylls.
Does he like to jump around and stuff?
I would imagine so.
You don't see him.
Yes, I see him. I've just never seen him jump.
Have you asked him how he feels about jumping?
Gosh, no.
A lot of other stuff to talk about.
Lots of other things.
I've just got a text message. It's a video message.
Oh, fucking hell.
And it's a video message of your brother jumping.
Right, there's something going on. The government are watching us.
Would you like me to show you the video of him jumping?
Has that come through on your phone?
So he's smiling. He likes jumping.
Well, that's one question solved.
Yeah, what phone's that come through on?
Karen's.
Oh, that was Karen's phone.
It was Karen's phone.
That's why Jim had... That does make sense. Now, is Karen fucking your brother?
No, she's ducking.
Why has she got a video of my brother jumping?
Ducking.
I don't know. He said it
to I her. Don't think. I mean, I don't know. I'm all for trying new things, but I don't know about, you know, doing a duck fuck with someone who's doing a duck fuck with my brother.
Yeah,
if there's one bit mucky.
If you've got one duck in between you, it's not enough ducks.
You need 2 degrees of
get duck, your ducks in a row, ducks. And I do mean 7. Jingly jingly, listen.
Now, please allow me to step back in time. Who was the boyfriend that you had before Tim? Or partner?
It was a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I sense that.
Marigold.
Mm-hmm. Didn't sense that.
No, I didn't.
I'm wondering where this lady is now. Where is Marigold?
Dead. She's dead.
Wow. How did she die?
I'm almost worried to listen.
It was an accident.
At your hands?
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Before you tell us exactly what happened, Claire, I want us to put our hands over our ears.
Okay.
I want you to be in a safe space to tell us exactly what happened, and we won't hear a thing.
Okay.
Off you go.
So she was doing some ironing. I slipped over and just accidentally clonked her on the head, and that was really that.
Has she finished?
You finished, yeah?
Yes.
We'll never know. So, back
she
to
killed her, she killed her with an iron.
What?
Ah.
Mm. Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
You are listening. The government is listening.
No, I could hear through my hands.
Oh.
Well, yes. It's not
Claire
that effective.
I didn't kill anybody with an iron. It was an accident.
Mm. Claire's ears are actually attached to the other side of her hands. That's the thing. I did forget about that. Sorry.
No,
Claire.
But when you put your hands over, you can still hear details like I hit her with the iron.
I feel that should have been made clear to me, you know.
I thought it was clear that her ear.
Another breach of the first mistake
was me hearing it, and the second mistake was me broadcasting it.
Blurting out.
Yes.
I was just going to listen to the tape back.
Ah.
I forgot temporarily that this is being recorded.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You are being recorded.
We do have to tell you that for legal reasons.
Yes. I mean.
But lovely voice. You've got a lovely voice for it. You know.
Why don't you feel you can end relationships without murder?
I mean, you know, that was an accident. Genuinely, that was.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I genuinely don't believe a word you're saying.
I genuinely
well, that's
do.
That's genuinely your prerogative.
I genuinely, woman to woman, I believe you.
I genuinely think
that you're a liar.
I genuinely think you're off your bloody head if you think this nice lady's lying.
I genuinely think that you are stepping out of line, Claire Cares.
Oh, I genuinely think that it's not the 1920s and you don't put me in a fucking line, Dr.
I genuinely think it's 2018.
I genuinely agree, actually. Yeah, lovely. It's nice to get to a point where you can agree. And we both think it's the year 2018. Mm. Yeah. Mm. So how do you feel now? Better or worse than when we started?
I feel I've sort of come... Mm-hmm. Sort of full circle. So I think I started pretty set on the murder, pretty set on that. Mm-hmm. And then I feel we did have a breakthrough
dressing up as a dark horse, etc.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That stuff. Mm. And then unfortunately, you know, actually,
thought about Marigold?
Yes, and you were sort of so genuinely sort of so annoying that I've come back to murder again.
Ruth, it's over now. You don't have to pretend anymore, okay? We gave you your chance. I want you to just have a little look out the window now. You see that in the distance? That is Tim waddling off with Karen. Now, Tim wanted to waddle off with you today, but you refused to be the duck.
I did, Claire Cares. Back me up here. Did I refuse to be a duck? Or did I say I would absolutely do that?
I genuinely think she'd love to be a duck.
Now, I genuinely...
This is gaslighting.
I think you're gaslighting us.
Okay, well, how do you feel seeing Tim waddling off with Karen, knowing that that's the end now? You're not going to murder him. You're not going to divorce him. When people say, where's Tim? You're just going to have to say, he went off with a lady in a duck outfit. And that's it. You didn't get the chance to kill him.
Story as old as time.
I feel that I will have to rewrite my own narrative. Mm-hmm. I'll have to do something that make people say something else about me. Mm-hmm. And I've got an idea of what that could be.
And what is it?
Murder.
Oh, again.
Mm. I've come back to it.
You
and
do.
And I'm more set on it than ever now.
Could you try and, I'm not for this, but I don't like the life of a human being being taken. Could you try to murder a small animal, worm or a fly?
Tried it.
Any good?
Lovely. Mm. Really enjoyed it.
Gave you a thirst, didn't it?
Well, Ruth, what's happened today is that you've tried to murder someone.
I haven't tried.
But you've thought about murdering someone, and what's happened is that they've gone off with an animal. And my
animal
guarantee...
Animal in question being a duck.
My guarantee to you is that whenever you think about murdering someone, I will make sure that that person runs away from you next to an animal. You're a killer that will be caught every time.
What I think... I would have to do then, if you're saying that's what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is really the only way to get around that is I would have to murder you.
And if you look to the right of me, you will see a zebra.
Unbelievable.
And off I go.
How's he done it?
Off I go with the zebra.
How's he done it? Claire, where's he been keeping the zebra?
Well, I don't know, but I'm very glad that his life's been spared. He works in mysterious ways, that one. He's supposed to be a scientist.
What, I don't trust him.
I think that is rich from a want to be murderess.
It's murderer.
Murderess.
You know, it's 2018, we don't.
Murderess.
We don't distinguish.
It sounds quite sexy, though, and you've got to get the murder. You've got to get the hits when we put this live on the YouTubes, etc. Hashtag murderess. You know, people like women being sassy. People like women being sassy.
That's true, actually.
They like, you know, would you rather hear about a man paedophile, boring, heard that, or a woman nonce?
Oh, certainly a woman.
Yeah.
Certainly
Thank you.
I suppose that's something to consider as well, actually. I haven't thought about that as an alternative.
Oh, God. Okay, well, thank you. That's all we've got time for. And
I wish to think about that.
We wish you all the best. And thank you so much for coming in. And I have got some crystal drops for you as a gift that may... Maybe beneficial. And here's a rainbow sticker.
Thank you.
Of magic properties, okay.
That's great.
Has she gone?
Yeah.
Okay. So that was another edition of Why Is Your Bottom So Dirty? Unfortunately, we couldn't clear up that bottom. Ruth is a murderer, but she will be escorted now to the police station where she will spend the rest of her life smelling away in a cell.
Where did you get the tape from?
A doctor never tells.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.